Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. You can listen here live or visit us at www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Building Fortunes Radio supports our members and others looking at the home-based business industry. Your host for Building Fortunes Radio is Peter Mingles, owner of PM Marketing and Everglee. On this segment of Building Fortunes Radio, Peter has one of our special guests from the MLMIA. The MLMIA is the Multi-Level Marketing International Association. For nearly 30 years, the MLMIA has been a major force in defining the ethics, legalities, and opportunities in network marketing. Listen in and find out why the MLMIA is recognized as a leading source of unbiased network marketing industry data and information by numerous industry, business, and trade publications. Today on our show is Doris Wood. Doris is a founder and also the MLMIA chairperson and president emeritus. Doris Wood is the perfect person to be introducing this segment for the MLMIA. Listen in and share this with your friends so they too can build their fortunes in the MLM home-based business industry. Now, let's get our show started with Peter Mingles and Doris Wood. Take it from here, Peter.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. We're on Building Fortunes Radio, and if you're unfamiliar with how to spell that, you spell it buildingfortunesradio.com. And we have a really special couple of things to talk to you about today on our radio show. But most importantly, I want to say thanks for being here if you're live on Building Fortunes Radio. But also, you'll be able to see this and have it archived on MLMIA.com as well as MLMIARadio.com. So we broadcast this all over the place for your listening pleasure. And I host the show, but I got to share with you, one of the highlights of my life is the idea when I called Doris Wood, the founder of the MLMIA, and I told her my vision and what I was looking for, and I asked her to participate and help. So every Monday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, we do this MLMIA radio show, and it is truly a blessing for me to have such a wonderful person who's made such a huge impact on our business and or on our industry, and she brings with us or brings with her some unbelievable guests. And today is a really special call. Couldn't think of a better way to be able to kick this off with Doris Wood and our special guest today. So, Doris, thanks for being on Building Fortunes Radio.
Oh, well, you know I look forward to this. And I want everybody to know that we've really missed the last couple of weeks because with the holidays coming up, we felt that everybody would want to do that. So I am really happy to be back, and Happy New Year to everyone, and particularly to our guest this evening. He has been with us in recent shows that we've had, but we really are excited to have him tell his story, and he has sort of said that last year was a preparation for what his goal is to do this year. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce you all to George Madu. And George will tell you about his goal and his dream and what he plans to do this year with what. So go ahead, George. We're really anxious to hear all of this.
Well, thank you, Doris. I'm really excited to be on your show. Like Peter, I feel blessed being associated with you. The Network Marketing Magazine, the magazine that I founded and I'm the publisher of, is just really excited to team up with you in this coming year, because you are just such an influential person in our industry and somebody that is highly respected. So I'm just really excited about being on with you and Peter today.
Well, thanks.
And George, you mentioned the name. You mentioned the name, but a lot of people might have missed it. So if you have a pen and paper handy or if you're around, tell us the name and where we would find information about the magazine, because I know that there's some people that are going to be listening and they're going to be looking at the same time. So where do they go?
Sure. It's, Peter, it's thenetworkmarketingmagazine.com, thenetworkmarketingmagazine.com. And one of the real exciting things that is right on top of us with the magazine is that we're starting our 10th year, and we have just an incredible array of experts that write for us. We have over 200 contributors that over these last 10 years have shared their wisdom. And, you know, your listeners can go to thenetworkmarketingmagazine.com. And what we've done is we've, on the homepage, invited you to become a free charter member as we start our 10th year. So it's as easy as that. Click on the Register Now button, which is below a YouTube video from Tom Big Al Schreider endorsing the magazine, and you will be a part of this whole celebration. And part of the celebration is that we're about ready to put a major effort to touch networkers around the world. We are poised to have a million members of the networkmarketingmagazine.com in the year 2015. And your listeners can be a part of that. And so it's really, really exciting.
Excellent. Mm. Well, I love the domain name, because just like we did with Building Fortunes Radio, like, what else would we call it? We'd call it buildingfortunesradio.com. So what else would you call the Network Marketing Magazine? You would call it thenetworkmarketingmagazine.com. Something really super simple to remember, for sure.
Yeah, and that's the way I feel, too, with the Multi-Level Marketing International Association. We're all MLM, no matter what we call ourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Networking, of course. Yeah.
The nice thing about it is that we're proud. We're proud of this. There is not a profession out there that can compare to the network marketing profession. And I remember when we first, started to think about the magazine and developing it back in 2005, we ended up saying that the name of the magazine is just like you said, Peter, the Network Marketing Magazine. And I remember a number of people saying to me, oh, well, wait a minute, you know, network marketing has such a bad connotation. Are you sure you want to name it that? And I said, are you kidding me? I am going to be proud to be the tip of the sword to show the public what a great industry this is, and we are not going to relinquish this great industry to, you know, charlatans and the very, very few people that have come before us that have given the network marketing industry a bad name. So I'm just, like the two of you, I am proud to be in this industry, and I'm excited about bringing people along, whether or not they're leaders, company owners, but especially what we end up finding is the orphans of the industry, people who have experienced a dream or just a glimpse of a dream of having their own business and being successful, and you know, joining a company and maybe not getting the support in the very beginning. Maybe their sponsor ended up dropping out a week before, you know, a week after they had joined or whatever. But what we've done is we've literally become the answer to those orphans of the industry. And what we have is over 200 experts that write on every possible subject of growing your business within network marketing, and that's how we support. That's how we support the orphans. That's how we support the industry. So we're just real excited about that. And I just want to say one more thing. I'm so thrilled. I mentioned the fact that over 200 contributors share their wisdom. And I had a discussion with my daughter a little while back, and she was asking me, well, isn't your magazine just a bunch of information. And I said, well, we absolutely have information about sales and prospecting and leadership, but really the way this information is developed is through the wisdom of our contributors. So she said, as only a daughter can, she said, well, what's the difference between knowledge or information and wisdom? And I said, well, that's a great question. See, the knowledge, as I explained it to Sarah, was knowing that a tomato is a fruit. Right, Peter?
I guess, yeah, depending on which government agency is going to blame you. Yeah, that's another story, but that's right.
Then I said to her, knowledge, wisdom is knowing that you wouldn't put that tomato in a fruit salad.
Right.
And so that's how we end up differentiating it or bringing it to a new level, is that there are thousands of articles that go in these past 10 years that have a lot of information. And
you know what, George, that's one thing I'm so glad you're going to tell them, is because all of those articles that have been written for the past 10 years are part of the archives for the next 10 years.
That's right. That's right. So it doesn't matter whether or not you started in this industry in 2005 or 1995 or whatever, or you started on January 5th of 2015, that the knowledge is all there and can be sorted, because it's in the archives. But and you get that as when you become a free charter member. But the real value, and I've been blessed to read every single article since the very beginning, because you can't help but start saying things and then saying to yourself, wow, where did that come from? Well, those were the seeds that were planted inside of you, inside your head, inside your heart, as you end up reading so many of these articles. But what I really love is the wisdom that so many of these contributors have really painted, that knowledge that ends up getting people to say, wow, I can do it, or wow, I never knew that that's how it's done. So, I mean, again, I'm just thrilled that we're stepping out and making this massive push to help far more people in our industry through this just great tool that we have.
You know, George, another thing too is that not only are all of those articles there for everybody to check back on for so many times, but in my opinion is that magazine that you have put out there for 10 years is a lot like this radio show and all of the teleclasses that we did for so many years, and the archives. They are the education for the people that don't get that education from their companies, because those companies, some of them are new and they don't have the people there to really do the training. And many of the new distributors that are coming into the industry, they're choosing other new people that don't have all that experience yet. And they can get it through reading your magazine, through going to those archives and the new articles that are coming out every month. It's just a blessing as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, absolutely. We're making some changes to make it easier to be accessed. So in February's issue, February 2015 issue, we are making some operational changes in the magazine to make it a lot easier to navigate and to find things. We have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of recordings where we have the authors recording their articles. So a lot of what we've done in the past is, we ended up selling a little MP3 player and loaded, hours and hours of articles on that. And what's really cool is that, you end up making your drive time, your university time, your listening time. And, but you don't need to buy our MP3 player. I mean, all you need to do is to just download the articles on your smartphone or whatever, and listen to the audios in that way. But yeah, it is a resource. And one of the things that I end up teaching when I'm speaking to groups is that, I don't believe that you should be reading the Network Marketing Magazine at business hours. I think you should be doing your business. I think you should be prospecting or recruiting or talking to people that are interested. You should be doing your business, all right? But then take downtime. Get up an hour earlier and read an article. We normally end up having anywhere from 15 to 20 articles a month. I remember one lady saying, "Oh, there's too much to read here." I said, "Okay, calm down. Just read one article a day." And like I said, it's just amazing how some of the things just end up being seeds that are planted in your heart. But what I'm saying is, do that last thing before you go to bed or first thing when you wake up, and don't use the Network Marketing Magazine as an excuse that, "Oh, I'm building my business." Now, the only way you're going to build your business is when you're, in front of somebody, whether or not on the phone or on a webinar or whatever. So do that in building your business. But build yourself, as Jim Rohn would say, by taking some of those downtimes early morning or late afternoon, late evening, and then build yourself by reading an article a day or two or whatever.
You can have all the knowledge in the world, but it isn't going to do you any good unless you put it into practice, as you're telling them, because as they read these articles and then begin practicing what those articles are trying to teach them, that's what will make their business successful. Just reading it will not make you successful. It's putting it into practice that will make you successful.
Yeah, my heart's desire is to be able to reach my ultimate goal, and that is to be in heaven and to be tapped on the shoulder and said, "I ended up reading an article from Tom Schreider or Jim Rohn or Zig Ziglar, and it changed my life, and I became so successful, and I was able to not only make a living, but a great living, and I was able to spend all my time or an enormous amount of my quality time with my family." And so, that's my heart's desire. And that's where we have that tool in network marketing. We have the tool of being able to guide people down a path to be wildly excited about what they're doing. I just ended up leaving a doctor at a hospital, and we had a conversation. And this guy's a new, a relatively new doctor, a really talented guy, and but he spent so many years getting to where he's at, and so much money. And you know, if he knew what I knew about network marketing, he might have had his eyes open as far as, you know, oh my goodness, I could have made this kind of impact on even more people if I would have followed the path of network marketing. I mean, and that may sound strange, but I've met more doctors and lawyers and business people that when they found out what network marketing was all about, they were like, where has this been all my life? You know, so.
Excellent.
They just
it's not taught in school. And the most important thing is at least they can go to one special place and be able to find a whole bunch of different perspectives. We're going to take our little station break, Doris. I'm sorry for cutting you off, but let's take our little station break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Peter Mingles, Doris Wood, and George Madu, and we're talking about the networkmarketingmagazine.com. So we'll be right back.
You're listening to Building Fortunes Radio on www.buildingfortunesradio.com. This is a special weekly segment for the Multi-Level Marketing International Association known as the MLMIA. Join us live every Monday evening at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time or listen in to the recordings on buildingfortunesradio.com and on the MLMIA website. For nearly 30 years, the MLMIA has been a major force in defining the ethics, legalities, and opportunities in network marketing. With Doris Wood as the founder, chairperson, and president emeritus, the MLMIA is recognized as the leading source of unbiased network marketing industry data and information by numerous industry, business, and general publications. If you're a distributor, vendor, or company owner, you'll want to become part of the MLMIA. Learn more about the MLMIA by attending any of their teleclasses and subscribing to their newsletters by visiting www.mlmia.com. The MLMIA. Get involved today. www.mlmia.com. And now, back to our show.
Okay, Peter Mingles here. You're listening to me. Again, I'm Peter. We have Doris Wood, who's the founder of the MLMIA, the Multi-Level Marketing International Association, and we are helping in the beginning part of 2015 kick off something for a great friend of ours. His name is George Madu, who spent the last 10 years plus of his life building a vehicle and a resource to be able to help many, many people in the network marketing industry, and he's got a magazine called the networkmarketingmagazine.com. What else would you call it? It's the networkmarketingmagazine.com. And when you go there, we're going to try to help him launch his subscription base to over 1 million people. And that is so key because I personally believe that if we can get to that level, we can have a huge impact on the negative consequences sometimes of the stupidity that happens in our industry. Because, George, even though sometimes I might be proud to be associated with this industry, many times I look at the way other people are promoting this industry, and it's embarrassing. So with your big push to get those million subscribers, we can turn the tide and snuff those stupid people out that say the goofiest things about this wonderful industry I have ever seen. So I am both pleased and sometimes embarrassed. So let's talk about how you're going to get this thing to over a million subscribers. What do you think?
Well, I have some really very, very talented IT guys, and they are not only technically savvy, they are, incredible entrepreneurs and incredible marketers, and we just have a way of being able to reach into the industry, reach into companies. One of the things that I made a business decision on is, you know, in this charter member push, become a free charter member. You know, the operative word is free. You know, and I was talking to another person this afternoon at lunch, and what he was asking me was, you know, free, how does that work for you? I said, here's the thing. I have thousands of articles that I've only written a couple of hundred of them, but I have thousands that have been written, and we have never paid a penny for the articles. So these have been freely given, and it's been like they've put it in the palm of my hand, and instead of clinching it with a fist, what I've done is I've offered it with that open hand. And so I'm laughing because, you know, when we went to free a couple of years ago, we went to free for that month's issue. But with this push, we've ended up starting all over and saying become a free charter member, which means it gives you everything, all the archived articles and everything else. And the reason why I laughed was when I ended up telling my wife that, you know, what the plans were, what we're doing, and she was one that said, "How does free work out?" And I just explained to her, just, you know, don't worry about that. What the important thing is that we end up blessing as many people as we possibly touch in the course of a day, a week, a month. And that's how we're doing it, is through interaction with companies. We're teaming up with companies. We're bringing entire companies in as a resource to that company. You ended up mentioning before that so many of these companies are brand new, and they're trying to sell their product. I mean, it's a challenge in itself. We're making our magazine, the Network Marketing Magazine, available to them as a tool, as a resource for them to grow. And we strongly feel as though a well-informed, knowledgeable distributor ends up being a real shining light for a company and for the industry, and they start learning the right way instead of, like you said, Peter, you know, coming up with harebrained ways of growing their business and promoting their products, you know. So that's how we're going to end up doing it. But the head of my IT department and I, we clearly have a focus on how we're going to end up doing it. Our more skeptical staff members are saying, yeah, we believe it's going to happen, but it's probably going to take the whole year to do it. And the head of our IT department and I are just saying, okay, you know, so it's a race. But it's not, the important thing is not breaking that million member barrier. The important thing is to be able to touch the lives of one new network marketing member at a time. And that's really what's important, because when we can be assist in having them learn their profession, you know, in a correct way, you know,
George, believe it or not, we're almost out of time. So I just want to make sure that everybody has that domain name one more time. You go to thenetworkmarketingmagazine.com. Like, what else would you call it? It's thenetworkmarketingmagazine.com, and make sure you join the charter membership for free and plug in the things that we do. Hey, Doris, I got to say goodbye. I can't believe it. It's already 30 minutes. So, George,
yeah,
thanks for being on our radio.
Thanks,
yeah,
George.
We got the hook
it's
out.
Really
we
always a joy having you with us, and we learned so much.
Thank you, guys.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio. This is a special weekly segment for the Multi-Level Marketing International Association, known as the MLMIA. Join us live every Monday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, or listen to the recordings on buildingfortunesradio.com and on the MLMIA website. For nearly 30 years, the MLMIA has been a major force in defining the ethics, legalities, and opportunities in network marketing. With Doris Wood as the founder, chairperson, and president emeritus, the MLMIA is recognized as the leading source of unbiased network marketing industry data and information by numerous industry, business, and trade publications. If you're a distributor, vendor, or company owner, you'll want to become part of the MLMIA. Learn more about the MLMIA by attending any one of their teleclasses, subscribing to their newsletters by visiting www.mlmia.com. The MLMIA, get involved today, and thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. In closing, Peter, our distinguished MLMIA guest, and I wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for.